I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. For nearly two decades, Sorrento Valley-based Villa Musica has been San Diego's nonprofit community music center, offering fun, supportive music classes and concert experiences for musicians of all ages and experience levels. They also provide crucial access and training in the skills of music making to underserved children throughout San Diego in their five satellite locations. Plus, they've joined forces with UCSD to serve seniors with Alzheimer's in the Musical Biographies Initiative. Joining me to talk about the mission and programs of Villa Musica is its founder and executive director, Fiona Chatwin. Fiona, it's great to have you back on Inside Art.
Oh, thanks so much, Dave. It's great to be here.
When last we spoke, you had one satellite location, and now you have five with the opening of this newest, and maybe you can tell us about this program of outreach throughout the community.
Well, the satellite program initiative started back in 2014, Dave. We had been very interested in working out in the southeast San Diego area, and we decided to start out in with some support from the District 8 city council member at the time, Dave Alvarez. We decided to start our very first satellite at the Logan Heights Branch Library. And so that was the very beginning of it all. And we've now got actually five satellites across San Diego. We've got one at the Logan Heights Library. We're out at the Malcolm X Library in Valencia Park. We're at College Rolando in the college area. We just opened the Linda Vista one last year. And just this spring, we just started satellite number five over at the City Heights Weingart Annex at the library there. So now we've got five thriving spaces for people with a lower income to access all of the musical programming that we offer at our main campus in Sorrento Valley.
So this really fills a void with the underserved areas where there isn't as much music programming and musical instruments themselves to learn on.
That's right. So we have always thought that it's important that we not only offer the music lessons through the community libraries and community spaces that are accessible to everybody, children and adults, Dave, but we've also thought that it was imperative that we provide an instrument, because I think, you know, taking a music lesson and get excited about an instrument is one thing, but then if you don't get to take it home and practice, you're not going to make the kind of progress that enables you to feel really fulfilled by the process. And so it's been a really important element of what we do that we raise funds to provide instruments for all of the students participating in this free programming.
For you personally, what was the maybe the moment that the light went on that this was a program you wanted to start and get involved in?
You know, I'd like to say that this was something that I imagined and take the credit for that. But when I first founded Villa Musica, I was so lucky to have a mentor who was the executive director of the San Francisco Community Music Center in the Mission area up in San Francisco. And they had a satellite in an area where they were able to kind of replicate their programming from their main campus out for folks who couldn't get to their main campus. And I thought, wow, this is a good idea. Why don't we try to do that too? And so that was where that initiative came from. But then we found out that we were going to get some really good support for doing this kind of work through the City of San Diego Commission for Arts and Culture funding. And so once that grant funding became available, it sort of all fitted into place. And, you know, once we were able to get the funding, we were able to open the satellites.
And where do you get the instruments from? Are they largely donations or are they from other grants as well?
So we do write grants to buy brand new instruments for the students, and we do also get donations. We have a program called the Instrument Dust Off donation program.
Have I got a couple for you?
Well, you got it exactly, Dave. There's so many people who've gone out with great, you know, zeal and excitement to buy an instrument for their child because they decide they want to learn lessons, and then they end up under the bed gathering dust. And so we've sort of reached out on numerous occasions saying, if you've got an instrument at home that's still in playable condition, please bring it along. It's, you know, we're a 501c3. You can donate your instrument and then somebody actually gets to play it, which is really exciting.
Absolutely. Now, you've branched out into the special initiative with UC San Diego. to serve seniors with Alzheimer's. It's called Musical Biographies. Can you give us the backstory here?
Well, the backstory is very personal. My dad has dementia. He's living with dementia as a result of a Parkinson's diagnosis. And this program came out of the fact that many people who are dealing with dementia and memory loss of some kind, they are very stimulated and brought back to life by music. And there's lots of research about that. There's lots of wonderful videos and stories about people who are very closed off and very kind of inside themselves with dementia. And once their favorite music is playing on the radio or they're given headphones, they just come back to life. And I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to pair the design of a playlist with a biography of the person's life and bring the memories of the music to life through photographs and artwork and basically a kind of scrapbooking biography that sort of has memories and textiles and artworks that are created by the person living with dementia and their care partner.
Wow, that is fascinating. So can you give us an example of some of those you've worked with and just sort of the types of music and the just some examples?
Well, we had a lovely lady who is now no longer with us, who I remember sitting with her doing the music and I was saying to her, you know, which version of Over the Rainbow do you like? And she'd turn her nose up at every single one that I played. And in the end, we had one of our music facilitators play the chords on the guitar and we recorded her singing the song herself. Well, now she's passed and her family have this beautiful memory of the soundtrack that goes along with her book, of her singing probably one of the last songs she sang before she passed. We have just the most beautiful time. We're running the program at the moment, actually, Dave. We've got people up dancing and singing, making art, and then a lot of care partners become very isolated during their, you know, years of caring for their loved one with dementia. I'll turn around and I'll see a couple of care partners sort of sitting together talking over coffee and getting a little break while the person with dementia is working on their playlist or working on a piece of art. It's just a really wonderful community creating program.
And how is UCSD using this information in their research?
Well, we've been really excited about our collaboration with the ADRC, the Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. They've been integral in helping us train our volunteers and facilitators to work with this community. We've been able to recruit participants from their database and their they have a network of social get-togethers, support groups, I guess you'd call them. They have been instrumental in designing the pre- and post-survey. So we're actually now at the point where we're writing a paper for journal publication about the Musical Biographies program and its impact.
Is this also filling in the blanks of personal biographies for people? I mean, you're unearthing memories and experiences as they, at the same time, the music is the vehicle for that, it seems like.
It's true. I mean, it's very interesting. I don't know if your listeners have had this kind of experience themselves, but, you know, I'll be listening to the radio and an old song comes up and all of a sudden these flashbacks come back from my life where I listen to that song and I'll know the words and I remember being the age that I was when that song was playing and who I was hanging out with. And so those sorts of memories inspired by music, if you take that a step further and you start to alliterate those song memories with pictures and letters from family members saying that they remember you dancing to that song at your wedding or, you know, just all these gorgeous memories start coming back. And it can be quite emotional, to be honest, Dave. You know, we do have very touching moments when people, you know, their tears well up in their eyes and they have lovely memories and some of them, you know, just cry or dance or laugh or sing. And, you know, these are emotions that are sometimes stuck in people when they have dementia. And so this is a kind of a release in some ways, but it's also a really beautiful way to celebrate the life of the person with dementia. And it's a very special vehicle for caregivers who, should the person need to be placed in full-time care, that nurses and caregivers at the facility can get to know the person much better with this musical biography in their room. Because, you know, sometimes people with dementia lose their capacity to hold a conversation and answer questions. And so, you know, having the musical biography there, it's just like a little insight into the person's life and who they are.
If someone is a caregiver or a relative of someone living with Alzheimer's or dementia, and they would like to be part of this program, how would they go about getting connected with you?
Well, we just appointed a musical biographies program director. The lady's name is Tara Gravis, and you can contact Tara directly through our website, and she has an email published there. We can definitely get people signed up. We're partnering with the Glenner Center to offer this in numerous different locations now. And of course, they can reach out to the Alzheimer's Disease Research Center over there as well. And they can get on what they call the Quality of Life Programming mailing list.
I also imagine in your other programs, summer being right around the corner here, that you've got a lot of summer initiatives for children that are looking for some musical opportunities.
Oh, indeed. We have a wonderful summer camp series. And actually, we've partnered with La Jolla Country Day School, which is just up the street from us. And they're going to be hosting our summer camps this year. And every child involved will get their little summer camp t-shirt and be able to participate in all of the musical programming we've got going on during the summer there.
So, Fiona, before we go, are there any other programs that you'd like to talk about or exciting developments that Villa Musica is involved in?
Well, Dave, I'm really glad you gave me the opportunity to just tell you about one additional really exciting project we've got going, and that is Link Up. We partnered with the La Jolla Symphony to put together a program that just culminates in the most wonderful concert. The La Jolla Symphony play and all of the children that have been a part of this program throughout the academic year, learning about music and how to play the recorder and all of the different forms of music and style, they all come together and the children sit in the audience and play along with the symphony.
Wow.
It's absolutely wonderful. And so we got a really very exciting grant from the California Arts Council, and we just found out we got National Endowment for the Arts granting to continue that program for a second year. And we're going to be working with 8 elementary schools with fourth graders across the board in those schools. And we'll be doing another culminating recital next May.
Well, congratulations for all the wonderful work and developments at Villa Musica. I've been speaking with its founder and executive director, Fiona Chatwin. Thanks again for joining us on Inside Art, Fiona.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure, Dave. Thank you for your time.
For more information and a complete schedule of current and upcoming Villa Musica programs, you can visit villamusica.org. Inside Art is made possible with support from the members of Jazz 88.3. Replays and extended versions of every Inside Art broadcast are available online at jazz88.org/insideart. Again, my thanks to Fiona Chatwin and Mandy Gonzalez. For Jazz 88.3, I'm Dave Drexler. Join me again on air and online for another edition of Inside Art.